Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Saturday of the fourth week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we conclude our study of Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 11. Question 11. But is not God also merciful? God is indeed merciful, but he is likewise just. His justice therefore requires that sin which is committed against the Most High Majesty of God be punished with extreme, that is, with everlasting punishment, both of body and soul. For 3 weeks we have been meditating on the requirements of a holy God set forth in his law, and how we, as sinful human beings, have no hope of meeting those requirements. It has been a long, hard road, as the law does what God designed it to do, and convicts us of our sin, reminds us of our misery, and speaks to us of the death we have earned, for we have not kept the law perfectly. But where the darkness of our sin and misery is darkest, the light of God's mercy and grace shines brightest. For that is the purpose of the law, to drive us to despair, and in so doing, to drive us to Jesus Christ, the only hope we have for salvation, forgiveness, and life everlasting. For God is indeed merciful. His call to his people echoes throughout the ages. Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. As the psalmist sang in Psalm 86, verse 15, you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. But what about justice? We've been meditating on how God is just and a judge, and he will punish the wicked and sentence them to death. How does the mercy he promises square with that? It is because God satisfies his own justice with the death of his Son, so that he can then show mercy. God does not abandon justice. God does not set justice aside. The penalty for sin we have earned was meted out fully, only not to us. For that is what Christ came to do, to hang upon a cross and suffer the sentence of death in our place, to be judged by God in our place. He who knew no sin, Paul tells us, became sin for us as he hung on the cross and died, that in the mercy and loving kindness of God, we might become the righteousness of God in him. Jesus paid for the mercy we are shown with his very life. As Isaiah pointed out in Isaiah 53, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And then in verse 8 he notes that it was by oppression and judgment he was taken away. Jesus was judged, that we might not have to be. Jesus was given the fullness of God's justice, that we might never know the severity of God's wrath, but rather, as we look to him in faith, find peace and joy in his mercy. For God is both just and merciful. As those who have heard the words of the prophet Joel, and who have returned to the Lord our God, the one who is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, as those who have fled to the cross of Christ in repentance, as those who have recognized their sin and misery as we hear the law of God, we can rejoice that God is gracious and merciful, and we can cry out with the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. As we rejoice in this living hope, given by the hand of a merciful God, may we look to him in love, and in all that we do, thought, word, and deed, seek to glorify him above all, for he alone is worthy, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.